You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The winds of change are blowing through Raider Nation, and Silver and Black Today keeps you up to date with the latest news and views about your Las Vegas Raiders.
Touchdown, Las Vegas!
With insight, opinions, and interviews, we're on the cutting edge of what's happening now. Now, with the latest on your Raiders and the NFL, your hosts, Scott Gulbranson and Mo Moten. Raider Nation is never shy. You ask, we answer. It's time for the Raider Nation mailbag. What's on your mind, fam? Drop us an email at mail@silverandblacktoday.com. That's mail@silverandblacktoday.com. Now, it's your time to speak up.
All right, yes, it is. We're in mandatory minicamp week, but we're mandatory answer your questions every week. We don't hold in, we don't hold out. We dole out the answers to your questions. Yes, everybody. Marv Albert.
It's Marv Albert.
It's Mo's a Knicks fan.
I love the Marv Albert impersonation.
Garter belt, yes. Toupee from three. John Starks. Okay, sorry. Those of you who are Marv Albert. Anyway, we're getting loopy. It's summertime. Some dime in the city. All right. We're going to get to some of our questions, Mo. And they're pretty standard, I would say. One is about a player we hadn't talked about in a little bit. That is, of course, Hunter Renfrow. So here is Bill from Henderson, Nevada, our first question of the week. He says, Mo and Scott, what are the chances the Raiders still trade Hunter Renfrow? I've heard you talking about it, but now we're past June 1st and nothing has happened. Is that a sign it may not? What is your gut telling you? That, again, is Bill in Henderson. I can't, man, this front office is a little difficult to read. You know, I think you go back 6-8 weeks ago, we really thought this would be happening at some point. Now I'm not so sure if they're going to deal him because of this narrative they put forward, like on the defense at linebacker with Divine Diablo and how good he's looked as far as his physique and how he's built himself up and gained that weight. You talked about it earlier on the show. They might stand pat. Do you think they might stand pat with Hunter Renfrow because he is a valuable tool? He's a veteran, even with the logjam at the slot. Or do you think he's still the most prime candidate to get moved here if the Raiders try to improve somewhere on that defense?
Bill from Henderson, listen to me carefully. Listen closely. Don't buy that Hunter Renfrow jersey. If you plan on buying it, don't buy it yet. Don't buy it yet. If you're going to buy anyone considering buying a Hunter Renfrow jersey, don't buy it until after the 2023 season. I will say is this, right? I understand. We passed June 1st, so people are wondering, when's the trade going to happen? A lot of times, these trades don't happen June 2nd. I'm just putting that out there now. Guys like Buda Baker probably will be moved eventually. I just mentioned Dalvin Cook in the last segment. He'll probably be cut or moved eventually. There's a possibility Kevin Byard from the Tennessee Titans, they asked him to take a pay cut. He could be cut or moved eventually. We're only a week. About a week within after June 1st. So right. Give it some time. A lot of these GMs and head coaches, they talk about the roster and how they can tweak things during that period between mandatory minicamp and training camp. So this is a 6-week period where things could go down. So I wouldn't breathe a sigh of relief on Hunter Renfrow until preseason.
Yeah.
If the Raiders hit the first preseason game and Hunter Renfrow is still on the roster, then you can kind of breathe a sigh of relief. But even then, if an injury happens, things could change very quickly. But I will say if they hit August and they get to their first preseason game and Hunter Renfrow hasn't been moved, it's a possibility they just may hold on to him and keep him.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, people forget how many moves are made and trade swaps during camp. It happens all the time, especially to your point about injury. Somebody goes down in a camp and a team's desperate to get somebody. They dangle Hunter Renfrow out there and they might get somebody back in including draft capital. So I think you're right, Mo. I think people have to wait and be patient. I know everybody's kind of wanting things to happen quickly, even if they don't like it. But I agree with you. I don't think he's quote unquote safe because of the moves that have been made in the offseason. So we'll have to see when they get into camp what happens there. And some of the bodies they have in camp, if they're not happy with them, Hunter Renfrow could stick around because then suddenly his value goes up because some of the guys you brought in don't pan out or whatever it may be. So it's going to be interesting to watch it. But I know, Bill, you heard what Mo said. Do not buy a Hunter Renfrow jersey. You could buy a 13 jersey maybe with no nameplate and then order the nameplate later.
Or your own name on it.
In today's sports world, that is the safest bet, by the way. Get your own name or a classic one.
The one thing I will say to answer Bill's question, I said on the Bleacher Report live show, there's a 95% chance that Hunter Renfrow will be traded. I said that May 27th. Right now, I would say I'm still at 95% because, as I said, a lot of trades do happen between mandatory minicamp and training camp, or like you said, during training camp. So I'm not budging off my 95% simply because, to me, the writing is still on the wall. And all it takes, even if another team doesn't have an injury at wide receiver, what if the Raiders have, it, God forbid, an injury somewhere and they need to get a player from another team? They're going to probably dangle Hunter Renfrow out there as the tradable asset. Now, I will say what makes Hunter Renfrow hard to trade right now is not his contract. It's the fact that he's coming off of an injury-riddled down year. Now, if you were trying to trade him after last year, after his Pro Bowl year, a lot easier, but I'm sure his value has gone down significantly after what he couldn't do in 2022.
Yeah, and still, there's that possibility he ends up in New Orleans. I still think that's a possibility.
Quick note on that. I was of the belief that that could happen, but I'm start thinking about it. I'm not so sure that the Raiders are going to want to do the Saints and Derek Carr any favors after Derek Carr took a visit with the Saints, got cut because he didn't want to waive his no-trade clause, and then signed with the Saints. I think the Raiders look at that and say, well, you screwed us out of a draft pick. Really, they screwed themselves because they gave him the deal. But look, you didn't do us any favors. We're not going to do you any favors and reunite you with your boy, Hunter Renfrow. I just think they'll probably send him somewhere else.
Interesting. I agree. It should be fun to watch.
My 13-year-old acts like a puppy again. Almost overnight, she's a different dog.
Perfect poops.
When people switch their dog's food to the farmer's dog, the effects can seem like magic. But there's no magic involved. It's simply real meat and vegetables with all the nutrients dogs need instead of highly processed pellets. No tricks, just smarter, healthier pet food delivered in packs portioned for your dog. It's amazing what real food can do. Get 50% off your first order at thefarmersdog.com/nomagic50.
All right, Bill in Henderson, thank you. Appreciate you writing into the show here during our summer hiatus, if you will, as far as from football goes, but we're getting close. We're getting another month and a half-ish. And we're there. All right. On to Los Gatos, California, up in the Bay Area. Ian writes in. He says, hey, Scott and Mo, thanks for the show. You both keep talking about the linebacker spot, and the Raiders seem to be doing nothing to address it. Yes, we talked about that earlier as well. What happens if they go into the season with what they have now? I know linebacker isn't the key position it used to be, but it really worries me. Again, Ian in Los Gatos. Mo, you mentioned Divine Diablo at the press conference this week during camp. That he's bulked up, that they might like him. But still, I still have that feeling of, okay, great. Maybe he does, and maybe he proves everybody wrong. He comes out and balls, and great for the Raiders if he does. But going into the season, I think it's in some ways worse than last year with the offensive line. You had some guys who had experience there. I think this looks like a bare cupboard to me.
I agree. And here's the thing, and by the way, his name is now Big Swole. That's Divine Diablo's nickname now, Big Swole, because he came into training camp bulked up. But just like you, the reason we talk about it almost every week, the linebacker group, is because we're as concerned as you, Ian. we're looking at this depth chart, and we're saying Divine Diablo and Robert Spillane, Luke Masterson, Darian Butler, Mari Burney. That's not going to cut it in today's NFL. Not when you have Travis Kelce in the division, you have more pass catching tight ends coming into the league, you have pass catching running backs who, you know, effective on third down. You just need to upgrade your linebacker. We're not saying these guys won't amount to anything. What we're saying is because of the unproven track record or the limited track record of Robert Spillane in coverage, the Raiders need to go out and get a guy who's shown a lot more on the pro level just to kind of cover themselves just in case Divine Diablo doesn't take the step that they all think he's going to take.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's and I think for Raider Nation, when I hear, and I was talking to Murph about it the other day on the show with our fan summit with him, basically, and he was saying, do you know how long it's been since we've had consistency in line? He said, I had hair then, right? So it's like, it changes everything. And it's been a long, so if you're a longtime Raider fan, you know this. If you're a younger Raider fan, at least you probably have 10 or 15 years in, and you know that's true. So the fact that it hasn't been addressed, it's a concern every year. But now as they're starting to build this defense, to not have at least one player there where you feel like, okay, we got one piece there at least, okay? We can build around that. It just doesn't seem like they've done it. So we'll have to see. Now, last year we criticized them up and down and sideways about the offensive line, and it came along towards the end of the year. So we'll see what happens. But this one makes me nervous. And I agree with you, Mo. I still think there will be something done. I really do. I'm not saying they're going to fix it all at the position, but if it's Patrick Queen, great. Somebody out there will be available, and the Raiders will explore it. Whether or not they can consummate the deal will be the big question.
It's a bad thing. We have to bring up Kirk Morrison and Greg Beekert as your as consistency at a position. If you're bringing those guys up, when those guys were playing, I was in college or in high school. Yeah, just exactly. FYI,
a long time ago.
But to your point about you think the Raiders are going to do something, if they don't go out and get a Patrick Queen or Isaiah Simmons, which would be a dream situation because I don't think the Cardinals are going to trade him. I think Kyle Van Noy is the guy that they probably bring in as a veteran presence just because Divine Diablo is learning the position. He did say that, you know, last year was his first year in Patrick Graham's system. So he was nervous. He had to learn on the fly, and also he's battling injury. Now he says he feels more comfortable, but you still want that veteran insurance policy. I think Kyle Van Noy could be that guy.
Absolutely. There you go. So, Ian Los Gatos, thank you for your question. We appreciate it. As always, next we go to one of our favorite guys who writes into the show all the time, interacts with us on Twitter. That is Jimmy G's hair. formerly Derek Carr's hair, formerly Jared Stidham's hair. So he's going
he should be Jimmy G's foot and heal himself.
he should be Jimmy G's foot. Oh my gosh, that's good. I love it. Mo with the funny. Nice. Okay, so he says, hi, Mo and Scott. I read an article up on Raider Ramble, shout out to our good friend Mario Tovar, that talked about the potential for the Raiders to trade for Isaiah Simmons. While I love Simmons, I think that Vegas might already have its solution on the roster, and his name is also Isaiah, and that is Pola Mao. Has great size, is an athletic freak who's moved up and down the box last year. He can add 20 pounds. I think he can really impact the D this year and help slow down those ever so troublesome AFC West tight ends. Love the show. Also, still haven't gotten my t-shirt. Yes, Jimmy G's hair. We know. I've had an issue with our vendor. I swear. It's been terrible, but we're going to get you your shirt. I appreciate it. Jimmy G's hair. That one, Isaiah Simmons, he brings up Pola Mao. But you talked about Malcolm Kuntz. He put on the weight. We haven't seen Polamalu yet to see if he's done, if he's built up or stocked up. I don't see what he saw last year. I saw a little bit here and there and thought, okay, interesting player. But I didn't really see anything that made him pop out to Mimo.
He had some plays here and there where right. You thought, okay, there could be something there. Now remember, this is the relative of Troy Polamalu. Just yeah. Putting that out there. With Pola Mao, I think there were some rumors that he did put on some weight, and there were some rumors that he could possibly move to the linebacker position. I don't think that's the case. But I think Pola Mao is just going to be one of those guys where he's going to show out in preseason. If he's going to take on a bigger role, he's going to have a big preseason for that to happen. And he did have some flashes last year, as I said, but just not enough to get a lot of playing time. Now, he was undrafted, so he had a steep hill to climb.
Right.
But I see why some fans may have been excited about him because, number one, the Raiders don't have much at the linebacker position. So you don't have much at a position. You're just looking for anyone to step up. But, no, in all seriousness, I think again, Polamalu could be someone who's a reserve backup rotational player, but I don't see him as, like, someone who could break out in 2023. he's going to be somebody that's going to be a part of your depth on the defensive side of the ball. What I will say about Isaiah Simmons is, not to steal Mara Tovar and the Red Rambles thunder, I did bring up Isaiah Simmons recently, and as I said briefly in relation to the last question, I don't think the Cardinals are going to trade him. I think it's just a matter of a new regime coming in and saying, we're not going to exercise your fifth-year option simply because we don't know you like that. We want to see you play before we pay you any type of money. And remember, I think he was due an eight-figure salary, I think $12.7 million if they exercise that fifth-year option. And just like the safety position, inside linebacker is not a premium position, so teams aren't willing to pay big money for those guys. So I think they were hoping that they can get him for a lesser deal in 2024 versus the $12.7 million they would have owed him in 2024.
There you go. Jimmy G's hair. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate the question as always. And
of course,
that's our last one for the day, Mo.
Ended with the best for last, right? Jimmy G's hair is our, there you go. Guy.
Yes. All good questions. And there's so many question marks with this team, and we're just going to have to wait a couple weeks. But we're going to get some outside perspective. We got some guests working on, our producer Mike is working on some guests for the next couple weeks. So we're going to bring you some folks from around the league, give you a perspective of the Raiders from outside the bubble that is Raider Nation, that we're all in here. So we'll do that. We'll also take a look at some books this summer. Yes, books. You got time. You're sitting at the pool.
Summer reading.
Summer reading tour. We like to do that. So we'll do that as well take a break here and now. And then Mo and I might just say, hey, you know, we're not going to have a show Thursday. We're going to have avocado smoothies and hang out and listen to the motorcycles run down the streets of New York.
I would invite people over to New York City, but we're having an air quality issue right now. The sky is orange. So
yes,
avoid New York right now. Avoid the Northeast period right now.
It's bad. Those fires in Canada. Shout out to those folks. If we have any listeners up in Canada, hope you're staying safe. But it is impacting the Northeast. It's impacting some of the Great Lakes area down here into Ohio, Southern Ohio, Northern Kentucky, West Virginia. It's crazy how big it is. So everybody stay safe out there. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens now, Mo, after this wraps up the mini camp, the mandatory mini camp. And hopefully nobody gets hurt stepping off a curb or something like that. God forbid. But we'll see how it all happens and we'll see how it goes. We'll wrap that up on Tuesday just to give you some more impressions and see what popped out of camp. But Mo, first of all, make sure people know what you got coming up both on Bleacher Report and on Sports Knot the remainder of this week or weekend.
Well, if you're listening to me right now, in a few hours, I'll be live on Bleacher Report just going over things that went down at mandatory minicamp at OTA. It's just my early takeaways and just looking ahead of what I expect at training camp. I will also have a piece up on Sports Knot later this week just going over some of the things that I talked about or will talk about on the Bleacher Report live show, just going over some key takeaways of the roster. Again, not a lot of hardcore things that I can pinpoint and say, this guy's going to start, this guy's going to be second unit, this guy's going to have a breakout year, but just kind of the early feelings of how I think things are going to pan out, offense and defense and special teams. Maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe the Raiders make a move. I see that they could probably get better at a certain position. I mentioned a name or two today. I'm sure a lot of fans are tired of hearing me shout about Patrick Queen, so I'll throw some new names for people to think about, and we'll see how it pans out.
If Patrick Queen gets traded to the Raiders, we have to collectively send Mo a Patrick Queen jersey. We have to.
Oh.
I mean, it's just got to happen. Like, because he will have wished it into existence. It will have been Mostradamus who made it happen. He predicted it, but he just didn't predict it. He made it happen.
I would have to give the jersey to my wife because I would feel some type of way leaving my house with Queen on my back as a male. So I think I would save it for my future wife, and then she can wear it and rock it, and then she could celebrate Roster Jones being who he is today.
Well, if he becomes a Raider, we're going to have him on the show and ask him that question. So how did you walk around with, you know, how did you feel with the last name Queen? So we'll ask. But I hear you on that one. That would be tough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. All right, Mo, we will talk to you on Tuesday, man.
Sounds good.
All right. For our producer, Mike, for Mo Moten, I am Scott Gilbranson. This has been Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey original podcast. That's right. You can only get it from Odyssey. You can also get it wherever you listen to your audio. Make sure you subscribe, hit the auto download button. So every time we have a new show, it's pushed directly to your device. Also, if you're watching us on YouTube, thank you again. Hit the subscription and the notifications bell. We appreciate it. Everybody, have a great weekend. Stay safe out there in the summer as it wraps up. For those of you in the Northeast, you might have to wear some sort of mask outside. I know the last thing anybody wants to do again is wear a mask, But these fires are crazy. So be careful out there. And we will talk to you guys again on Tuesday. Take care.